Hello, hello. This is JT and welcome to my podcast, It's Just a Belief. The other day, my very, very good friend, Nancy, she sent me an article from Le Devoir, which was the unbearable lightness of the psychologist. And I had seen the article too, and I thought, wow, you know, this is a very interesting way to bring back balance into what's happening right now, which is what I've read in another book from Anna Lemke, which is Dopamine Generation, which is that research of instant reward nonstop. So we're going to talk about this today, which is really about how some pain, discomfort is healthy, and it's good to use and leverage this pain and this discomfort to experience something else in your life instead of always running away from it or trying to extinguish it right away. So we're going to talk about this today. Before we deep dive into this topic, I encourage you to sign up to my website, hypnocoach.ca, so you get the latest invitation to free events and my newsletter almost every week.
She lives in the wonderful world of the state of hypnosis and finds hidden gems in your subconscious mind. She laughs, she loves, she breathes, goes deep, transforms, transitions, and laughs again. More than anything, she knows that it's just a belief.
Do you notice? I'm going to start like this. Like, do you notice how people are becoming very, very intolerant to any kind of discomfort or pain? And I want to make sure here I frame the question very well. I'm not talking about people who have real issues and need support, but I'm talking about our day-to-day life. Do you feel that there's more and more intolerance for pain and discomfort? Do you notice yourself that as soon as you're discomfortable or there's something a bit painful or more painful in your life, you run and go and find something to extinguish it, to have it disappear? You don't really want to go and experience or in that experience of the pain or the discomfort. Of course, here, the first thing that will come to mind, and it's really about all the addictions, right? The five family of addictions, which at this point can only be an escape and maybe not an addiction yet, right? But anything with technology or substances or food or money or people, right? Which are the five kind of families. Do you notice that you might go to one of those escape areas rapidly? Sport could also be one as well, right? Training intensively and everything. I thought this was very interesting. That book from Dr. Anna Lemke, which is Dopamine Generation, which basically she said, anybody in the world we live today, even if they're not prone to it by a trauma or by genetic or by any other factors of predisposition to addiction, is prone to us to go into one of those addiction because we are so focused on instant rewards right now. Our phone rewards us all day. You know, we get those like on Facebook or Instagram or other platforms. It's very easy. Anybody that's communicating with us, congratulations, you won this. Oh, you're fantastic. Somebody wants to talk to you. Oh, so many people came today on your profile. You're so in demand. So all this kind of instant gratification and rewards all day is starting to make us vulnerable when there's echoes, when there's silence, when there's no gratification. And parallel to that, it seems like people are less and less tolerant to discomfort. So my experience with it. Well, first, the people that come and I work with, I say it often, I do send a questionnaire at the beginning. And one of the questions is, how do you feel about your life in general from 1 to 10? The average of my clients are at 7. It's really the average. And when somebody is less than 5 or less than 4, depending on the situation, I will make sure they see a psychologist or a psychiatrist or whoever is a qualified therapist at the same time that they work with me, or they go to see this person first, whatever. But people that come on board and work with me are at a good place in their life. There's something they want to let go of. There's something that stands in the way, but overall, they're quite happy. So this being said, I remember at the end of my recovery, end of year 2, there was this moment I talked about, right, where I did the Curtain Kriya meditation for about 280 days straight. And it was a magnificent experience for me. And one of the things that I have learned from that experience is, I call it to sit in your shit. And I'm sorry for those, pardon my French, but it's the best way to describe it. It's really like sit in your shit. Like if there's something that makes you unhappy, if there's something that makes you discomfortable, if there's something that's triggering you, just sit in it. Let it take the space. Observe it. And you will see the more you sit in it, the more you let it there, the more you observe it, the more it goes away. But even sometimes it stays a bit or longer. And just the experience of living with that discomfort or pain can be a great opportunity for you to learn about yourself, but to learn about life as well and others. And as well, it can also teach you that it goes. And here I'm not saying, you know, like it goes away. And I want to be careful. I'm not talking about somebody who's on a verge of a depression. The person doesn't sleep, doesn't eat. And then there's all the criteria, which I'm not absolutely not habilitated to name or to work with. But the idea behind that is I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about you're having this bad day. You're not feeling well for 2-3 days. There's somebody that really annoyed you and triggered you. There's a bad situation at work. You're worried about something. Somebody's hurt you, or you've let that person hurt you. And then instead of just observing, you just go to something to make sure that this pain disappears. And that go-to thing could create more arms in the long run or in the mid run, even sometimes in a short run, right? Let's take, for example, I'm not happy in my relationship. My, you know, significant other is not paying attention to me. It makes me feel ignored, not important. I don't feel good about myself. So I go and cheat. I'm just inventing this now, right? It's a go-to thing, right? To make me feel better, maybe just very spontaneously. Or, you know, I go shopping and I spend a lot of money. Or I go to the casino. Or I take a glass of wine and then 2 and then 3 and then 4. And then I take my car and I drive. Whatever it is, right? But the thing is, this discomfort, this situation that makes you unhappy, uneasy, discomfortable, brings you to behaviors that are harmful to you and others, or they're just not working, they're just not helping you. Or you're going to seek help, like real help from a psychologist and everything. And maybe this is something you could have lived with a little more and just experience it. And again, I'm not saying, you know, don't go to the psychologist, because I'm the first one to send people to psychologists and to therapists. But I'm saying you can absolutely experience a bit of discomfort and triggering and pain, and you're still going to go through it. Actually, you might be even stronger after it. It's going to pass. But let yourself experience it a bit. and feel the energy that this is creating into you. And I'm telling you, just the observance of it, like just sitting in your shit and observing it. Oh, this triggering, you know, is kind of pounding in my chest. I feel my heart is racing. I want to cry. I want to run. Whatever it is, you can write it down. Or you can just let it be and say, oh, this is what I'm experiencing when I'm triggered. Very interesting. And just noticing it. And just by noticing it, you start slowly to get familiar with it in a certain way. And then it goes away. It's a much wider topic. And I believe that we've gone so far now into, and this is what the article was saying, the one of Nathalie Platt in Le Devoir. It was really saying, you know, we've gone so far into individualistic kind of focus that people are seeking help every second of the day for anything and everything. That's not really what she was saying, but that's what I was reading through it. And I kind of agree with her in terms that in normal, healthy circumstances, if your life overall is quite good, and you can bear the experience of the discomfort or some pain or some triggering and just experience it for a while. Of course, if it lasts more than 10 days, more than two weeks, then it's different, right? And you want to go and seek help. If it's a big trauma that happens after a traumatic event, then it's a different thing too, right? I'm just talking about everyday annoyances and everyday little hurdles that you most likely can learn to deal with by yourself and strengthen yourself by just experiencing that energy of pain and triggering and discomfort and just let it be. How does that fold into the work that I'm doing? So it's true that when people come and work with me, many of them believe, and rightly so, that things are going to shift dramatically. And it does in a lot of ways. But it would be lying to people to say that all your life is becoming rosy and a bed of roses. And no, life is still life. And there will still be annoyances, and there will still be difficult moments, and there will still be things you can't control. And sometimes you won't even control yourself as well. But you will have more tools to deal with that discomfort and pain. You will have more tools to sit in your shit and observe it and say, okay, this is just a moment. It will pass. And I know it will pass. I have the belief, the strong belief that it will pass. And I have the strong belief that I have all the resources to deal with it. And again, as I'm saying, if you're experiencing, like if there's been a big event, trauma, something very dramatic around you, a really, really bad news, you really need help, you go for help right away. This is not what I'm talking about, right? I'm talking about you wait online for an hour and you get very angry that you throw your phone. I'm talking about you get hacked. And you totally lose it, right? And just can't put yourself together again. You know, and again, I'm not saying it's not important, but what I'm saying by that is that there are certain parts of it that you can absolutely deal with yourself. And once we've done the work, this is a thing that I hear a lot. People say, you know what, Jenny-Lynn, now I just close my eyes, I go within and I have the answer. People will say things like, oh, the same situation happened and I reacted totally differently. Or this time it hurt me again, but I sat back and, you know, I let it pass. Or it didn't really hurt me this time around. And I kind of thought about the time before, how much time I have wasted being sad and everything. But at the end of the day, I think experiencing that sadness just allow them now to be happy that they're able to deal with it and they have all the resources to deal with it. My conclusion to this episode is you have more resources within yourself than sometimes you think you do. Because the message now is really, you know, seek help, which is absolutely true, especially with what we've just been through. I concur that, and people will know, you know, I refer my clients to psychologists and therapists all the time, or people that call me that are not qualified to work with me at this point in time. But for all the other little annoyance of life or pressure or some stress or sometimes just some discomfort, you know, sit in it, let it pass, look at it, observe it, write about it. And once you do all this, sometimes you will notice how it disappears without you having to engage into much more thing than just looking at it and observing it. And you will also notice that as soon as it's coming, you can just go back to that observing, and then suddenly it just dissolves by itself. And if it doesn't, you know, and it's been a couple days, then it's different, then it's okay, right? And you should go and seek help. It's very interesting in this world we are living today. Even me having this conversation, I have some discomfort with it because I want to make sure it's going to be interpreted the right way and that it won't be seen as a sign of not going for help. It is really not the message. The message is really go for help when you need it. But there are some discomfort in your life, pain and stress and other situation that you can absolutely deal with yourself just by taking the time to breathe, to observe what the pressure, the pain, the annoyance is, and let it go without having to run to an instant gratification or reward. Kind of placebo, kind of band-aid, right? That could be, okay, I'm going to go have a drink. I'm going to go buy a dress. I'm going to go run. I'm going to go, when I say run, I'm going to go, you know, overrun, run with a revenge. I'm going to, you know, enter into relationship with people that are unhealthy and or I will numb myself on Netflix, right? Called it the Netflixing. So hope this is a topic you're open to discuss furthermore with people around you, right? And next time you have somebody around you that experiencing, I would say, a daily annoyance or daily stress or daily trigger, you know, maybe you can suggest that person to just sit in it and observe it. And let it pass and see how it feels. And again, if it lasts, then of course you go and seek help, right? I would say if it's been more than 4 or 5 days that you're in that state and you see that you're going down, it's not going up at all, make sure you get help. And if you have had a traumatic event or something very unusual, don't wait, just go and seek help, of course. So voilà, this is JT. And until next time, as you know, it's just a belief.